Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe soft water for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. In studio with this is Christina Moffitt from the Greater Des Moines Partnership, and we're going to be talking about a couple of things that are very important to business. Well, actually, one thing that's very important to business, and that's money. Christina, welcome. Good to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
What are we talking about here? What do you got going on?
Well, we have a couple different sessions coming up on how to basically get capital into your business.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so the first one we have coming up is February 22nd.
And tick, tick, tick. That's right around the corner.
Right around the corner. And it is targeting kind of our Main Street businesses. So if you're considering opening something like a boutique, if you're looking at building out a new space, restaurants, kind of that Main Street business, we have a session called Capital for Your Business. It's a half-day seminar that will walk you through the process of obtaining a loan, everything you need to know from the business plan to the cash flow, how to possibly buy a business if you're looking at buying a business, and then a handful of the government programs that are available to assist.
I was going to ask, is SBA involved in something like this as well?
Yeah, so we actually walk you through the different SBA loans available, a couple notes on the commercial loans, but then we also hit the high-level state programs that are available as well.
And those SBA loans, all of the ideas behind them and all the qualifications behind them have changed radically over the past 20 years. I mean, it used to be there was all kinds of stuff going on that you had to work, all the hours that you had to put. Anyway, it was much different than what it is today. They streamlined that process, from what I understand, and it should be interesting for, well, those startups out there or established businesses that are taking a look at maybe getting some extra capital. We have a news story just recently about over $5 million was awarded by SBA here in the Central Iowa area.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing stuff. Yeah. All right. So that's the first session.
That is the first
and when
one.
Is that again?
That is February 22nd from 8 to 1 o'clock at the Greater Des Moines Partnership.
Now, how much does it cost to go to this?
So if you're a member of the partnership or one of our 6,100 chamber members around the metro, it is only $35 to attend.
Nice.
Non-members, it's $45 to attend. So if you don't have a business and you're looking at started, you're most likely not a member, but the great value is there. And hopefully that leads you into our other programming as well.
And we should remind individuals that when we're talking about if you're a member of your local chamber and you're one of the 23 affiliate chambers that are part of the partnership, you are a member of the partnership.
So, that is correct.
So just so you know, so you don't have to go scurrying around go wondering whether or not you can qualify. All right, so we've got that business of money going on. What else you got?
The second event we have coming is March 8th, and it is raising capital for your business.
Oh.
So if you have a technology company, software, agritech, anything that you're looking for investors, that is what we call a high growth startup. So something that you're looking at starting and selling within, you know, probably under 5 years. Mike Caldwell, my counter partner, who is one of the sponsors here, he is hosting this raising capital, and it is at Brown Winnick, and they walk you through the whole legal process of raising money. There is a legal process, and you have to follow it very carefully. It's a wonderful session. It's been taught by Cherise Flynn, who has raised a lot of money for Dowalla locally, and just a ton of expertise in that room. It's, again, 8 to 3 o'clock, about a half-day seminar, and it is $30 to attend.
Yeah, we can't underscore this enough. There are some real legal ramifications when you're attempting to raise money from investors. I mean, how much of the percentage are you going to get? How are you going to structure all those kinds of things? Do you have minutes? Do you have records of all those adventures and promissory and perhaps SEC filings, even if you get bigger? So there's a lot of stuff involved.
That is correct. And Mike has done this session multiple times. He's had great feedback on it. Seating is limited to both of them. The first one I mentioned, we only have 20 seats. The second one I mentioned, we only have 30 seats available.
So we
try to keep these small so that we can get to all your questions as well.
Is there anybody on the planet that's more calm than Mike Caldwell? I mean, Mike comes in here and, you know, we're always doing his startup stories, which, by the way, coming up. But he is always so calm.
He is. We counterbalance each other very well.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Exactly. Christina Moffitt, ladies and gentlemen, from the Greater Des Moines Partnership. We were talking about two very particular, very specific ways to gather funds for your business. Let's go back to the first one that's due on the 22nd. This is a capital. Is this generally off also the loan process? I mean, what you have to qualify?
Yes. So what we find out with a lot of businesses is that they spend a lot of time running around to banks, and a lot of banks do want different things. And the business template that we walk them through in the cash flows are actually put together by multiple banks. So I kind of went to them and said, what form do you like things in? And try to streamline
Simplify
the process
things.
For them. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, in our first session, too, it kind of lets people know, okay, you know, most SBA loans, you are going to have to put something down as a deposit. You are potentially going to have to, you know, sign that dotted line where your house is collateral on the loan. Things like that that they have no idea is going to happen in the loan process. And it just really shaves a lot of time out of obtaining the capital.
Well, yeah. And not only that, but it's really interesting. Why did the partnership decide to get into this? I know that your specialty is in small business. And so why did you bring this up and say, hey, guys?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we have when meeting with small businesses that want to get started, it always comes back to they need money. Or they're wanting to grow and they need more money. And so what we find is they spin their tail a lot trying to figure out the process, or they, you know, figure like, I don't want to talk to this bank because I'm not sure if I even qualify to go in there if they're lending to it. So we just try to bring all that together and speed up the process so that they can focus on their business, get the information, they move, hopefully the capital, and move on and grow.
Well, it's good that the partnership is doing this, because one of the things I know that gets knocked around all the time, and I was just at a advocacy, you know, the day on the Hill was just recently here in Des Moines with the Greater Des Moines Partnership. And there's all this conversation about large dollars or large tax abatements or large tax forgiveness opportunities go to very well-run, already successful business. And some small business people are sitting around going, hey, what about me?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Do you hear that?
You know, we do. And with the new tax laws coming, which we have a whole class on that as well, there'll be some great things actually coming for small business. So we try to follow that very closely for our members and really strip out the confusion for them and get them the information they move so they can move on and do great things with their business.
Super. It's all about money, ladies and gentlemen. One on the 22nd and the other on the 8th of March. All about raising capital and finding funds through the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Christina, thanks for coming in and doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. All right, we've got to back out. We will be back with more on the Business News Hour.
Traveling in a fighter